This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Protesting has long been a part of Bay Area culture, from the recent Black Lives Matter marches to the AIDS activists of the 90s to the anti-war demonstrations of the 60s and 70s. Then there's the fight for disability rights. The 1973 Rehabilitation Act made civil rights protections for disabled Americans part of federal law, but enforcement of that law lagged. So in 1977, activists staged a nationwide sit-in at federal buildings across the country. In San Francisco, that sit-in lasted for 25 days, resulting in regulations making it illegal for any federally funded program to discriminate against people with disabilities. Basically, the forerunner to the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Herb Levine became an impromptu protester in that 1977 protest when he and a friend stumbled across the San Francisco sit-in and decided to stay. Levine and two other protesters managed to sneak out of and back into the building despite the guards' close watch. Levine shared his story with friend and ex-coworker Jesse Lorenz. They talked in the StoryCorps booth at the San Francisco Public Library.
Tell me about the clergy.
Well, the guards kept whittling down the numbers. People would want to leave, take a trip, take a walk around the block, you know, go home or something. And so every time they did that, they would say, okay, nobody gets back but attendants and clergy. And we actually had some clergy there. It was a guy, Norm, who was a minister. And it came around Easter, and they had eliminated the attendants. They said, no, now the only people who can come and go are clergy. So I went out to do a run to get some razors and shave cream and shit like that for people. And I slept in my own bed that night at home. And then the next morning I came back and I knocked on the door. The guards came and they started to say, you can't come in here. And I said, oh, you know, I'm not really here to come in at this moment, thank you. I'm Reverend Levine, and I'm here to ask if my choir has come. We're here for Easter services for the group. I said, well, I don't know. And I hear him go over to the desk where all the other guards were and say, I don't know, you know, some reverend, you know. I said, they called upstairs, and he said, no, they're not here. Would you like to come in and wait? And I said, no, you know, that's perfectly okay. I'll wait outside for a little while. And I waited outside, and who the hell should come tooling down the block in their wheelchairs but Jim and Jean Ann? I thought, how the hell did they think they were getting back in? And I remember I think I said something to them like, no, just don't say anything. Just follow me. I knocked on the door and I said, you know, two members of my choir are here. I think it's time for us to get going and get organized. And they let us in.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That is such a great story.